I know. Well, we do have something good happening in Adelaide next week. The Adelaide Fringe Festival starts on Thursday, or probably officially Friday, but most of the opening's Thursday night, and it's on until the 20th of March. Our next guest is a hypnotist, has a brand new show called Absolute Chaos and another one called Club Gnosis, and Matt Hale is on the line. Hello, Matt. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Lovely to chat to you.
Hey, Matt, so you're from Western Australia. Do you think your premier's going to let you back in, or are you going to have to live in Adelaide?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad option, though, would it, really?
Yeah, no, you
get stuck for a little while. No, and to be honest, like, at the moment, I think it's 7 days ISO on the way back, and I think after the 34 shows I will have done at Adelaide and the 34 I've just finished here in WA, I probably just need a week at home anyway, so
yes.
I'll be fine.
Silver lining.
Hey, Matt,
yeah, exactly.
How does one become a hypnotist?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, you've got to get yourself to Hogwarts and, you know, make sure you... it's a smaller wing of Hogwarts, lesser known than the other crew, but it's a learned process. Everybody, you know, can go on a course to become a hypnotist. I was kind of self-taught originally from many years ago when I started just becoming fascinated with it and reading old books and talking to old hypnotists and, seeing how the mind worked and putting them together. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely courses you can go on. With the stage side of it, I kind of came from a bit of performance background already. So I was always interested in putting that and like meshing that together, the entertainment side and then mind side.
I mean, this is the entertainment side of being a hypnotist. Of course, there's medical side or health side as well. Stop smoking, side, stop eating, all that sort of thing. Yeah. Is all that, does it work?
It's really interesting. For many years I've been doing kind of big groups of smokers.
Yeah.
And it's still a very popular thing to do. And I actually do that with a lot of the mining companies. Okay. I fly around to a lot of their sites and help groups of their guys quit smoking. But you're realistically kind of running out a kind of template on how to, you know, change something, change a pattern in your mind. And that, you know, that pattern could be eating, it could be smoking, it could be sleeping better. But there's a way you can kind of train your mind to get used to these new patterns.
Is there a time where, so obviously you pick out members of the audience, are you worried that people will leave and they still be hypnotized, or do you have to make sure you cross all your T's, dot all your I's to make sure they're not walking down Rundle Street clucking like a chicken?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, in the 11 or 12 years I've been doing this, I've always given a 100% chicken-free guarantee to every show. There's zero chance of him. But, I don't pick people out, or the audience, the volunteers-only process. But, no, of course, you can't leave still hypnotized. I mean, we do a nice process at the end just to make everyone feel fantastic, where we kind of give them a nice count and give them a nice little, a few kind of positive suggestions before we say, you know, open your eyes and everything clear, everything back to normal. But essentially, you're not in a different state. You know, you still are aware of what's going on. So your mind is able very easily to determine, like, am I in a show now or am I outside on Rundle?
Matt, is there a certain person that is more hypnotizable than others? I mean, I go back to my brother. He's 2 or 3 years my older, but he would always get up on stage when hypnotists would come to town. He'd be right into it. I had a go once and nothing happened. So how does all that work?
Some people are better at it the first time they try than others. A lot of people are very good the first time they try, but it is also something that, again, you can become better at it. And I liken it to, you know, meditation. Sometimes people, you know, attempt meditation and they're like, oh, I just couldn't, you know, quiet my mind down, or is more aware of things going on. But, you know, again, it's something you can train your mind to become better to, and that focus and that inward, focus on your imagination, you know, can become easier. But, there is definitely a percentage of the population who are, you know, super good right from the get-go. You know, I think the stats are something like, you know, 10% of the population are what we call somnambulists, which is like, you know, hyper sensitive to suggestion.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Now, Matt, you've got a couple of shows at Gluttony, Absolute Chaos and the Club Gnosis Experience. Can you tell us about both shows?
Yeah, sure. So Absolute Chaos is my comedy hypnosis show. And, yeah, basically I've just written a show which I wanted to feel like a party because, obviously, I can only take 20 people on stage, you know, and it's not, you know, we have hundreds of people come to the show. So I wanted the whole venue to feel fantastic, you know, and whether you take part, whether you watch it. And so, you know, the show is designed that there's a lot of audience interaction along the way, not just the people who are on the stage. So there's a lot of kind of sing-along, you know, cheering, clapping, bits and pieces going on. And I just wanted it to be, after such a couple of crazy years, like a show that leaves you just feeling just fantastic. Yeah. So is it funny? Absolutely. Is it a lot of fun? Absolutely. But yeah, it's a pretty high energy hour with that one. So yeah, so that's Absolute Chaos. Mm. And I think the name rightfully reflects what you're going to see or even experience.
Organized and chaos, then the club, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the thing, it's really funny because each night, you know, people do react differently to the suggestion. So it's kind of like a new show for me every night because even though I'm running the same kind of routines each night in this new show, yes. You know, people react differently. So it's always fun to see what happens.
Yes.
But yeah, and then the Club Gnosis Experience is a very different project. I don't really think there's anything like it anywhere else in the world. I actually come from a DJ background, a club DJ background. Yeah, and so when I used to DJ, you know, all around the world, I used to see people, you know, getting lost in the music. You know, and we say that, you know, you trance out to the music. So I wanted to kind of fuse what I know about the mind and the music. And this is a guided 1 hour DJ step. I wear a headset mic at the time, and you know, I guide people's thoughts to the music. We have some visuals on the screen which go with the music as well, and it's an uplifting kind of journey in your mind. But it's, you know, you're moving, you're dancing, you're kind of, yeah, very active experience. So that one's not a show as such. There's nothing to see. It's something, it's a very immersive experience, and I've added silent disco headphones to it, so it really feels like you're in your own little zone.
So that sort of show, I would imagine people would willingly go to listen to the music and get into this, I suppose, slightly trance situation. Yeah. But the other show, the 10 people or so you get up on the stage, are they pre-warned about anything? Do they put their hand up, or do you just say, come forth and...
You're pretty much right there. What happens is I come on to the stage first and we have a bit of fun with the whole audience, and then I explain a few things, and you know, there's a lot of crazy myths about what hypnosis is and isn't, so I knock out a few of those myths and let them people know, you know, we all use this state of mind, we call it different things in different parts of the day, we kind of trance out or zone out. Yeah, and explain a bit. And then I just made the issue an open invitation to who'd like to take part. And at that point, I have to be ready for the absolute rush to the stage.
Really?
Those 20 chairs fill up super quick. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people who don't make it in time. But.
Well, Matt, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. So there's Absolute Chaos if you're wanting to be hypnotised, and then you can chill out at the Club Gnosis.
Chill out, one of
you. And that's at Gluttony. So you can pop online, adelaidefringe.com.au, and have a look at the dates. And there's also the box offices around town as well. Thank you for your time, Matt.
No, not a problem. And also, if you're still looking for a good Indian raggies, if you can get something from raggies.
Yes. Yeah, raggies. Indian.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely. Gee, you're well informed.
But actually, raggies have a food stall at Gluttony every year.
I can't stay away
from their nine shows.
No, fantastic. Good on you, Matt. Nice to chat.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a bit hesitant to be hypnotised. I don't think you'd be able to hypnotise me. I'm a bit scared of that.
No. Yeah.